The Frog Creek woods were chilly in the afternoon air. Jack and Annie were dressed in their jeans and jackets again. Jack's shoulder bag was a backpack.
"Good trip," Jack said simply.
Annie nodded.
"Really cool," she said. "I guess we should get home," said Jack. "I have lots of homework to finish." "Leave the research book, but don't forget to take Teddy and Kathleen's rhyme book for safekeeping," said Annie.
Jack reached into his backpack. He pulled out the book on the Golden Age of Baghdad and placed it on the treehouse floor. Then he threw his pack over his shoulder and climbed down the ladder. Annie followed. Together they walked through the early spring woods.
"We passed Merlin's second test," said Annie. "We helped spread wisdom to the world. That's a pretty big deal."
"Be humble," Jack reminded her.
"Well, I guess Teddy and Kathleen's book did the hard stuff for us," Annie said humbly.
"I miss them," said Jack.
"Me too," said Annie. "But I think they might have been with us in Baghdad."
"What do you mean?" said Jack.
"Remember that servant girl and boy who took us to the Caliph?" said Annie. "They sort of came out of nowhere, and we never actually saw their faces, did we?"
"No," said Jack. "You think?"
Annie shrugged.
"Maybe."
Jack smiled and took a deep breath.
"Maybe,"
he said softly.
"Two missions and 5 rhymes left," said Annie. "I hope Merlin sends for us again soon."
"But not too soon," said Jack. "I need to do my homework first."
Annie laughed.
"Math with Arabic numerals?" she said.
"Right," said Jack. "And maybe tomorrow we'll go to the library and see if they have any books of Aristotle's wisdom."
"Good idea," said Annie.
A cool spring breeze rustled the trees, and Jack and Annie hurried toward home.